Well, well, well. Look who finally returned to the land of the living. Don't try to get up. You're strapped into a seat securely, and your hands are locked behind the back with a set of vibro cuffs that are designed to shock you if you struggle too much. Oh my god. Well, okay. That was a lot of questions all at once, and rambled off very quickly. Let's see if we can address them all. Where are you? Currently, you're strapped to the co-pilot seat of my ship, the Sun Chaser. Hey, and don't laugh. It was already christened and registered when I acquired it. So, I'm stuck with the name for now. Where are we going? Well, we're currently making our way out of the core system and are about an hour away from the edge of the inner rim. And finally, who am I? I am a bounty hunter, and that's all you really need to know. Someone put a bounty on your head that, well, the dead bounty is a joke, but the live bounty, that's exorbitant. It's do the job and retire early kind of money. And a girl can't pass up an opportunity like that. Hey, no interruptions. I'm still answering your first round of questions. Last up was, what the fuck is going on? I think I pretty well covered that with the whole bounty thing. But we're currently en route to the delivery location, at which point I hand you over, collect said exorbitant fee, and be on my merry way. Ugh, you fucking civilians. Anytime you mention the profession to anyone not involved in the business, and they invariably bring up the fet. Look. Nothing against the guy, but you do two or three high-profile political jobs and suddenly you're the brand every schmo in the goddamn galaxy associates with the gig. Look, we ain't all the fet. No, not a hot button, just gets annoying. I work hard to cultivate my reputation. In the profession, that's all you have, especially when you're a woman. But all anyone ever talks about is one swinging cod in a set of stolen man... You know what? Never mind. Yeah, of course I have a name. No, I don't really see a need to tell you. Because once I drop you off... That's all. I'm betting the people that put the contract out on you want you alive so badly either because A, they want information out of you, B, they want to make an example out of you, or C, my personal favorite, all of the above. Based on the credit figure of this bounty, I'm leaning towards option C. So the chances of us ever meeting again are somewhere between... I don't know, none and none, seeing as how you'll likely be dead within 24 hours. Oh, I know who you are. The bounty contract included a fairly in-depth dossier on you. Some kind of hotshot pilot, flew smuggling missions for different clients, and even flew a few missions for the, what do you call him, like the fucking Rebel Alliance? It says you're smart, wily, and sneaky. And also apparently have a knack for getting yourself out of cages. Hence, why you're strapped to that chair instead of down in my holding cell. Oh baby, I'm not taking my eyes off of you until you are safely delivered, and I've got my money in my hand. Oh please. Catching you was the easy part. Finding you was actually the challenge. With the size of this bounty, geez, every bounty hunter worth their salt and more Then a few who aren't worth a damn, they were scouring the outer rim looking for you. But like I said, I read your dossier. I knew you'd be smart enough to know that, with a bounty this big, it's easier to hide under the Empire's nose than anywhere in the outer rim, even with an Imperial warrant on your head. Granted, I never imagined I'd find you on fucking Coruscant. I mean, that's not hiding out under the Empire's nose. That's hiding in the belly of the goddamn beast. You've got balls. I'll give you that. Well, once I tracked you to Coruscant, the rest was easy. I just had to wait for the right moment. Oh, God. Well, let's see if this jogs your memory. Remember these? Oh God, you fucking flyboys. It's all too easy. A friendly smile, an ample amount of cleavage, and you don't even think twice about taking a drink that's offered to you. Oh, okay, come on. I didn't poison you. I just drugged you a little. Enough to knock you out so I could drag you back to the chaser and, you know, be on our way. Hey, I'm a resourceful woman. I use whatever tools I have available to get the job done. That's the reputation I've worked hard to cultivate. And once I accept the bounty, oh, I set my sight on you. I will go to any edge of the galaxy to find you, no matter how long it takes. Lonely? What do you mean? No, I can find companionship where I need it. Oh, you think? Huh, maybe what I need is a more constant companion. Someone capable. Someone strong and smart. Someone who knows their way around a ship. Knows their way around the galaxy. Someone with resources, like a spare 10 million credits lying around. Oh, God, Jesus, Flyboy, you are so full of wampa shit. You know that? Oops, did I forget to mention that I had a remote for those cuffs? Oh, relax. That was the lowest setting, just designed to get your fucking attention. Because if I crank this thing halfway, whew, it's going to knock you out, probably for the rest of this trip. If I set it all the way to 11, well... Yeah, that's right. I know about the 10 mil. Dossier, remember? Apparently, the clients wanted everyone to know that they wanted you alive because you stole 10 million credits. Dumb move, actually. I'm sure half the hunters looking for you right now took the job in hopes of making a better deal with you. But I don't think that means you can bribe me or some shit. That's usually what comes next. After the begging, coercion, or I'm assuming that was an attempt at seduction? Seriously, does that nonsense actually work where you come from? I mean, like, do women actually fall for that shit? Oh yeah, I bet. But like I said, I've got a rep to protect. Word gets around that I can be bribed, bought, and cajoled, or seduced out of a bounty? Jeez, I might as well hang up my blaster and go back to shaking my ass at Toshi Station. Yeah, I used to be a dancer. I was part of a dancing troupe called the Power Converters, and you know what? Never mind. None of your fucking business, because it doesn't matter. Wanna run that by me again, Flyboy? Okay, are you being fucking serious right now? In that chair, with you still cuffed, you're suggesting what exactly? That I climb over there, get in your lap, and give you a little show like old days? Oh, well, let me guess. You expect me to just grind on you for a while. Maybe things get a little frisky and I'll what? Just unzip your pants and, oh no, see where it leads? Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure it is impressive. At least to all those farm girls back home. But truth is, farm boy, oh, I've been with all kinds. Trandoshans, Ithorians, Rhodians, hell. I even took a tumble with a Wookiee once. And trust me, the fur hides a lot. So, unless you're trying to tell me you've got like a rancor tusk stuffed in those pants, not really seeing the upside for me here. Yeah, I did say you'd likely be dead in 24 hours. The huts are like that. One last hurrah, huh? Huh. The final wish of a dead spacer walking. Aww. You'd just love that, wouldn't you? If I just slid out of my seat, made my way over in front of you, maybe unzip this jacket a little further, and give you more of an eyeful than you got in the bar earlier. Maybe sway my hips a little, show you some of the old moves as I inch a little closer, and a little closer, then finally slide into your lap, grind a little against this supposedly impressive member of yours. Oh God, or better yet, how about I get up, turn around, stick my nice tight ass in your face as I bend over, maybe? Turn this up a little. And oh God. Look who finally decided to join us again. Relax, you're in my holding cell. Hey, whoa, easy there. Not too close. You see that energy barrier above the door? It's rated to withstand a thermal detonator and hot enough to disintegrate anything that touches it. So, you know, best to keep a safe distance, because you wouldn't want to burn anything off by accident. We finally made it to the edge of the inner rim so I could make the jump to light speed. I just had to wait until we were out of the core system before making the jump. Well, yes, technically I could have made the jump from anywhere in the core, but you see, the contract was very specific about no Imperial entanglements, probably due to the warrant out on you. And nothing raises the Empire's attention quite like an unscheduled light speed jump out of the core. I couldn't exactly register a flight plan or get the permits because that would involve listing you on the manifest and with the aforementioned warrant. Yes, we're in hyperspace on our way to the rendezvous now. Course is plotted and everything's locked in, so I didn't need to stay in the cockpit. Figured we'd both be more comfortable down here. At least you don't have cuffs on anymore. But before you get any bright ideas, the only way out of that cell is through the door with that energy barrier. And the only way to deactivate that is with one of these two buttons. These two identical, unmarked buttons. So even if your devious little brain devises some method for trying to activate said buttons, you still got, at best, a 50-50 chance. See, because one button deactivates the barrier, the other fills the cell with a gas that will knock you unconscious in under 20 seconds. Oh, not that you can reach them from in there anyway, but...
Oh, at this point? I don't know, about an hour. We got some time to kill.
Actually, I'm kind of glad you woke up, because it was getting kind of boring.
You know, hyperspace jumps are like that.
I hate being bored on jumps, so... How about you whip out that so-called impressive cock of yours and keep me entertained?
Oh, no, no. No, not like that, Flyboy.
You're staying nice and cozy in that holding cell. But you seem to be so intent on some kind of last hurrah earlier. So how about it? Whip it out and put on a little show for me. I mean, I did give you at least a little glimpse of my old dancing skills before I zapped you in the unconsciousness. So, how's about you return the favor?
A little incentive. Okay.
You're the one that wanted to get your rocks off. Besides, based on what I was feeling, you got plenty of incentive up in that cockpit earlier. Oh, I am always serious. Except when I'm not. But yes, I mean it. I get bored on long jumps, and this seems like a good way to pass time, so... Ugh, fine. How about I take the jacket all the way off? The shirt isn't exactly see-through, but the fabric's pretty thin, and you seem to enjoy the cut of the neckline earlier. Oh, baby, what the hell is a bra? Whatever. So, here you go. I'll even shake them around a little for you. That enough to prime your hyperdrive, Flyboy? Oh, that's it. Take it out. Show me what you've got. Well, then. I mean, you're no Wookiee, but still, not bad. Oh, I can see it's not fully there yet. Still. Oh, you Flyboys, always wanting more. How about I come a little closer? Maybe lean over a little? Tug at the neckline of the shirt down a little more? Well, that certainly seemed to have helped matters. Yeah, looking much better now. Oh, that's it. Stroke it for me, nice and slow. Show me how much my tits turn you on. I like seeing you touch yourself. Oh. Do you like it when I squeeze my tits for you? Yeah, Flyboy, you like that? Oh. Damn, that's pretty fucking hot, Flyboy. Oh, that's it. Spit on your hand a little. Oh, get it nice and wet. I want you to stroke that fucking cock for me. Oh, I'm getting kind of wet. Oh, God. Oh, whoo. Damn, you're getting me a little worked up here. Not that you fucking deserve it, but maybe you get a little more. I really want to play with my tits right now. Oh, I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? Fine. Here you go. Just pull these puppies out and run my hands over them. Wow. That really had an effect. Your hands suddenly got a little faster there. Huh. You like my tits, don't you? You like how I play with them? How about when I pinch these little nipples? Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, calm down, fly boy. I'm not going anywhere. Just grabbing a chair so I can sit, really enjoy the show. Okay, there we go. Now I can get nice and close. Oh, you like that, huh? Now it looks like I'm lying under you. You big, strong man, towering over me with your impressive cock in your hand. Oh, God. You really are such a simple creature, aren't you? Well, there you go, big boy. I'm leaning back here, my tits out, hands rubbing all over my body, just waiting for you to shoot that big fucking load all over me. Jesus, you really are easy to fuck with. Oh, wow. Join you? Huh. I told you, flyboy. I'm keeping that energy barrier between you and me at all times. Oh, you mean... like maybe I just... unzip my pants a little? Slide a hand down and... rub myself a little too? Is that what you mean? Because I think it is, judging by how ferociously you just started stroking yourself. Oh, yeah. Oh. You like watching me, don't you? Oh, keep rubbing yourself. Oh, I want to see that pre-cum. Shit. Oh, no, keep going, flyboy. It's just... oh. God, my fingers have never really been enough. They're not quite long to... reach where I need them to. Oh, no, no, no. Nice try. But thankfully... I have a solution. I have a bunch of solutions, actually. Okay, let's see here. R2-D2. No. Emperor Palpitation. No. Darth Vader? Nah. The helmet is nice, but no. Bone Trooper? No. The Rannoch test. Yeah, that... not really prepared for that one today. The Viblenium Falcon. Whatever the fuck that is. Nah. How about Princess Leia Orgasma? Nah. Ooh. General Grievous Bodily Harm. The various extensions are nice, but I don't know. A little much. There we go. Whew. The Cunt Doku. That will work. What? It's slick, shiny, and has a real nice curve to it. Besides, my choice, not yours, flyboy. Just keep on stroking over there. Doku, you've never let me down. Now then. Well, I guess it's your lucky day, flyboy. I can't exactly use this with my pants on, although... I suppose I could turn the chair to the side so I can still watch you, but you can't see.
Okay. How did I know you were going to argue against that idea?
Fine, Flyboy. You get a show too. Now then. Mm-hmm, yeah. You like see me lick my toy, Flyboy? The way I lick and suck on it. You just imagining. It's that cough of yours instead. Yeah, I bet you are. What did you say? What do you mean by proposition? Huh, you're always on the hustle, aren't you? A wager? What kind of wager? A competition of sorts? Like, the first one to come loses?
Ooh, okay.
Well, color me intrigued. So, what are the stakes?
Oh no, a competition like this needs stakes, or there's no incentive to win.
It seems to me you're not really in any position to offer anything. You know, given your current predicament, there's nothing you can offer up except...
Actually, here are my stakes. If you lose,
if you come before I do, then you tell me where you stashed the 10 million. And I don't mean...
It's on Yavin 4.
I mean, I want the name of the planet, global coordinates, exact location of the stash, and any traps, locks, or whatever that I'd need to be aware of. That's the deal. I win. I get 10 mil.
No. Actually, the location of the money is the only thing that's keeping you alive. As far as you know, the money's right where you left it.
They're likely gonna kill you anyway, so it makes no difference.
What can I say? I play for keeps.
I don't wager often, but when I do, oh baby, I play for the highest stakes. So that's what I'm playing for. Take it or leave it.
Oh, no. Not a fucking chance, Flyboy.
Let me get this straight. You win, we drop out of hyperspace wherever we are, fly to the nearest inhabited planet, and I drop you off and just leave you there. I don't know how many ways to tell you. I have a rep to protect. And letting a bounty go, whatever the reason.
Okay, yeah. I did say the highest of stakes.
So, what's the wager? Your money against my reputation? I don't know what I'm worried about. Because I can go for days, and you've probably had a head start, so to speak. So, what are the ground rules?
No. Stakes this high? We're not going into this without establishing some rules of engagement, especially with a sneaky scoundrel like yourself.
Have to keep it fair.
Let's start here. Once you start, you cannot stop. None of this edging bullshit or getting yourself close then stopping at the last minute.
Once we start, we do not stop until one of us comes.
That's good. I mean, obviously, we can't touch each other. Energy barrier and all that.
So, no chance of cheating that way. But we're allowed to say or do anything to, I don't know, entice the other person. Sounds fun.
Okay, well, how about this?
No slowing down. You can set whatever rhythm you want and stay at that pace. Or you can speed up whenever you want to. But once you speed up, you can't slow back down.
What? I'm just trying to keep it interesting.
Sound good? Anything else?
Oh, don't worry about that. You'll know. Because I ain't exactly quiet about it. Well, if that's all, I'd say shake on it. But again, you know, barrier. So we'll call it a verbal agreement then. Agreed?
Good. Then, shall we begin? Let's see. Where were we? Oh, right. I was... getting ready. And you were, I don't know, imagining it was you. Oh, and stroking that cock of yours. Yeah. Ease back on the thrusters, fly boy. I'm getting there. Now then, I'll just lean back in the chair here. Spread my legs a bit. You like the sight of that pussy, don't you, fly boy? Let me see. How about I spread those lips open a bit for you? Get it nice and open. Just waiting for the tip of this beautiful dildo to just slide right in. Fuck. Yeah. That's nice. Oh, yeah. You're imagining it now, aren't you? Oh, sliding that oh-so-impressive cock of yours into this oh-tight little pussy instead of this... oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, you like that, don't you? So... tell me, fly boy, when you win this thing and get your precious freedom, what are you gonna tell all your little friends, huh? Are you gonna tell them how you seduced the big, scary bounty hunter, won your freedom by making her come all over herself, then let you go? Oh, I bet you are. In fact, I bet you're even gonna embellish it a little. Tell them how you managed to get that door open and fuck me for real. Slam that big, hard cock right into this tight little pussy until I was screaming your name. Oh, baby, that got you going a little faster, didn't it? Oh, yeah, stroke faster for me, fly boy. Oh, just like that. Oh, that's it, faster, fly boy. Show me what you got. Fuck me harder. Oh, I'm right there. Oh, right in front of you. Oh, get closer to the barrier just so you can look down at me. Oh, like you're really fucking me. That's it. Oh, yeah. Watch my tits bouncing up and down. Every time I thrust this dildo into me. Yeah, just like that. Oh, yeah, get faster, fly boy. Oh, God, you're doing so good. Oh, you're doing so good. Oh, yeah. You're getting close, aren't you, baby? Oh, me too. I can feel it building. Fuck. Oh, this is so much hotter than I thought it would be. Oh, fuck. It's so good. That's right. Match my speed, baby. Fuck me just like this. Oh, I can tell you're getting close. Oh, I can see those balls tightening. Oh, that head throbbing for release. Do it. Oh, shoot that fucking wad all over me. Oh, I'm right here, right in front of you. Oh, fucking paint me with it. Fuck. Oh, yes. Yes, yeah, fuck, I'm so fucking close. Oh, I want you to fucking count me, baby, come on. Please, you can do it, come with me. That's it, come on. Oh, fuck, just fuck the bed. Oh, fuck the money, just... Just come all fucking over me and I'll explode all over this silver fucking cock. Yes. Yes. Oh. 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 Fuck. God. No. Oh. 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 God. Oh. Holy shit. That was intense. Damn, fly boy. Who knew you had it in you? Wait, did you come on the barrier? I mean, well, yeah, it makes cleanup easier. Speaking of cleanup. Yeah, you better sit down there. Don't want you stumbling forward into the barrier by accident now. Okay. What was that?
Okay. What do you mean, drop us out of hyperspeed?
How do you figure that? No, the bet wasn't if you come first, you win. It was whomever comes first loses. Unless I'm mistaken, and I very much am not, we came at the same time. So technically, by your logic, I won just as fairly as you did, which means neither of us won. I guess we'll just have to call it a draw. We both lose.
What do you mean? Oh, I see. Technically, we both won, so we both get what we want. How do you figure that working?
So, what you're suggesting is I walk over to these buttons, open the barrier, and let you out. Then, we go to the cockpit, drop out of hyperspace, you give me the coordinates for the stash, and we go together? Pick up the money and fly off to where no one can find us? Someplace we can just hide away forever? Together? Just you and me?
Oh, jeez. Sorry, fly boy. Just like I told you before. A girl's got a rep to protect.